You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Alyssa Strenya. And Alyssa, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks to you for inviting me. I'm very...
Alyssa, you're in Italy now. I'd love to know, where exactly are you in Italy, if you can tell me?
Right now, I'm in the countryside close to Vicenza, which is not far from Venice. And I'm here for the holidays and basically just to also for research. And so I will stay another few weeks and then I will go back to the Netherlands in Rotterdam. But yeah, now it's...
So it's September 2nd. 2020, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, you traveled. How is it there? Or does it? Are you feeling the effects of it? Is it affecting what you're doing now? Just curious to know how that's affecting things.
Yeah. Well, of course, the situation is not really relaxed, and we are all a bit scared about the second wave coming, and as well to travel. Not that easy. In fact, I'm staying much longer than what I was thinking because I can't go back. I don't feel comfortable to go back and forward from the Netherlands to Italy. Now the situation number were rising again, but luckily it seems that it stopped and let's see. I don't know how it will end. I hope in the winter it's not going to get worse again. I don't think it's going to happen again, the locked-in, but who knows?
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. And what are you doing research on there in December?
Well, I'm just back from Liguria, which is more on the west end of Italy. And I was there on the border with France, researching dismissed greenhouses, basically, which is somehow now part of my new research, and visiting some of these spaces and trying to meet people. But of course, in this time of quarantine, it's quite difficult to access these research.
And the people that you're meeting, so tell me a little bit about this more. I mean, I want to talk about your work, but this is, of course, part of your work, right, that you're researching. So what is it about the greenhouses that you're looking into? I'd love to know more about that.
Well, it all started, in the beginning of January this year, and I got interested into artificial ecosystems and, of course, like the Netherlands, like greenhouses. On Earth and as well on outer space, and in a way in the Netherlands is one of the places where these greenhouses are more active and distributed as well. And then of course I was interested being Italian and often going to Liguria. Liguria is also a place where there were a lot of greenhouses for flower production. Basically in the 70s, in the 80s as well. But then with the crisis and the global market, infrastructures, many of these infrastructure were abandoned because it was too expensive and as well, of course, too much competition from the global scene and as well from the Netherlands. And
But are these large greenhouses or small greenhouses? What's the scale of these that you're researching, and why were they made? Is it a small scale for farmers, or what's the purpose?
Depends. There are different types. They are big, but not maybe as big as the one that we can find in the Netherlands. As well, because the geography, the space in itself of Liguria is quite particular in the sense that it is mostly hilly, so you have to build on the cliffs, and the greenhouses can't be too big, but maybe there are a large number of these infrastructures, and most of them are made of iron and polyurethane, plastic basically. Mm. But they are pretty like destroyed or not very much in good shape right now. And some of them are still in use and maybe have been restored, but the ones that are left are just like completely very devastated, let's say. And now there are a few of them that have been like recycled and reused for new productions that are not flowers, because the area of Liguria was famous for producing flowers basically, and now they are trying to reconvert these greenhouses into production of, for example, algae like spirulina, or new kind of plants that like are more specific from the area, so more local, as cactus or this sort of different decorative plants. And I wanted to interview, for example, a greenhouse that is now producing this algae, but it wasn't possible to enter because of the COVID. And I will try with another one, but it's not easy at the moment as well. Like, I was trying to reach people in the Netherlands, but many of the university are closed. We're still closed. So I hope in time.
And how will this research, how will the research, affect your work? How will it inform the work that you're making? So we can talk about that.
Depends. Let's say that in this particular case, usually I start just like trying interested in work. In the past were cables, undersea cables, and now I decide so infrastructure related to information. I'm interested in this infrastructure that are related to somehow production of food, but not only, as well of let's say environment, a different type of environment, enclosed environments. And I'm interested in understand how they work and which are the elements or the technologies that constitute this infrastructure. Because later on, of course, like there are different aspects that I'm interested aesthetically or that I like to research through my practice as a sculptor and as a sound designer as well. And also in relation to light, because in the last period of my work, I've been always more interested in experimenting with light, and with the infrastructure of the greenhouse. Of course, like light is a very important element to grow plants, and as well, like I'm interested in understanding how much and how the plants are affected by these environments that somehow cut off the natural one, and what kind of plants we can, and how the plants change structurally as well. Like, it all somehow started last year when I got interested in gravity and how gravity affects structurally the plant, and visiting a lab of magnetic fields, and they were doing experiments on growing crystals, and there I start to research how gravity as well affect vegetable in their structure, and then I was curious. I start researching outer space greenhouses, so this microenvironment that astronauts brings into the outer space to grow some food, first of all. But
That's interesting. In a kind of a situation without gravity, or a situation that's where gravity is created, right? That's a very unusual situation.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah. In a way, it's very, very interesting to see, because you can see how, for example, some type of plants completely change and start growing 360 degrees instead of growing vertical. And they change completely. And my interest was to understand exactly how much power we have, in a way, as human being, on somehow building our environment. No, that's what we are trying to do always more, to terraform the planet, to change nature, let's say, to adapt nature to our needs. But then, like, of course, there are some elements, as for example gravity, which we can't control, and in a way, like, this was an interesting example to me to dig in a way.
It is very interesting. So let's talk about a recent show, or how this might turn into a show. We could talk about, The Blind Sun or something like that. Or is there another exhibit you want to talk about, so we can talk about some of the materials and elements that you're using in an installation or an exhibit?
We can start from Blind Sun and then see, let's say that exhibition was a sort of like ending point, but not really, because now the exhibition will travel again to the Netherlands in Rotterdam, in this space called Tale of a Tub, next year. So I'm thinking about a second chapter as well for that. And that exhibition, let's say, is a sort of ending point of a research that I did for the past 3 years, and it all started on an interest that I had in infrastructure that produce energy, as dam or power plants, and there I got interested in the system that transmit the energy, which are cables, and then from cables to transmit information. And then from there I got into undersea cables, which are these fiber optics that connect the different continents and transmit the internet. And what I was interested as well in researching this infrastructure is to understand how the materiality of the virtual.
So let's talk about those materials in the show, though, because the exhibition, and this is just to talk about how you use materials, has what looks like pieces of cable that look almost coral encrusted and look very lifelike. They look like they're some organic object almost. These kind of broken tubes throughout the gallery, as well as some work on the wall. So these tubes and these kind of coral, what look like coral creations, are very beautiful and very sculptural. And tell me a little bit about why those materials. And I mean, the show feels like it has a narrative. And of course, we're talking about your research. But when viewers come to the show or leave the show, maybe I should phrase it this way: what do you expect them to leave with? They're understanding. They're seeing these beautiful objects that, in some cases, look like they're glowing. But also they're understanding more about the environment and these undersea transatlantic cables, or what is it that you want to leave people with?
Yeah, in the exhibition, I'm not specifically talking about how these elements are made, but I sort of like more envision the aspects that contribute in creating these elements, not just in terms of like the materiality, but also the forces, let's say, and the environments that this that made this possible. So somehow the undersea, like there is a narrative in the exhibition for that's sure. And let's say that the starting point might be, and it is what I call the Aden landscape, which is the Aden is the moment when the earth got solidified, and somehow the rocks start to happen, and with the rocks as well, all those elements that now we are using and exploiting for creating these infrastructures. And it was a very particular moment because we can't really know what happened, like 100% when life started, and somehow this first like territory that we find in front of us is a sort of metaphor for this moment where like we know but we don't know, and so. And then we start from there, and let's say that this place is the place where somehow this infrastructure soars, but soars metaphorically, of course, but also physically. And then the infrastructure starts to cross the space, and the space is the space of the sea, but also the space of our imagination, and as well is the space that is producing us in a way or another. And that is also transforming us at the same time, because we are affected from this different form of and way that we communicate, no? And we meet minds.
And thank you. Go on, please. Yeah.
And then, like, just last. What I also try to envision is the future of the infrastructure in a way or another, which is like as well maybe the one of becoming obsolete, no? And being again devoured by the sea, devoured by the environment, and become, let's say, part of it in a different way again. And then, as well, I was interested on this idea of like virtual free information compared to the real stake of human movement, which is still often not so free as we think of in the web.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you. And there's more information, of course, on this on the interview with images and links. And I want to ask you one more question, which is, what are you reading at the moment? I'm always curious.
Right now, I just started like this book by Bruno Latour, Laboratory Life, which is a research on how a laboratory scientifically works and how scientific laboratory function in building truth and what is scientific truth, and if it is so objective as we think we used to think it is.
Thank you. That sounds interesting. Alyssa, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. I wish you well with your continued research and, of course, safety and travel when you do. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks to you, Brainerd. It was really good.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.